Chavaladez.
There's really two things from the previous. There are two things from the previous sugya. It's good to speak out also before we go weiter. First of all, the sugya at the end, I didn't realize this until after the shir that time. The sugya at the end of the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, right before the two dots. Remember that sugya? Right before the dots at the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. Tani Chada. Tani is the last word in the line. Tani is the last word in the line. Tani Chada Moichel Aviv Ve'in Moichel Benoi. Tani Idoch Ein Moichel Loi Laviv Loi Benoi. Just want to chaza this over for a minute. Once, right? One Raisa says you could sell it to the father, not to the son. You could sell her to your father, her grandfather, but not to your son. And the other Raisa says you could sell her to the father. You cannot sell her not to the father and not to the son. So the Gemara said over there, you can't sell her to either one, why not? What can you sell her to either one? Because that's like the rabbanim hold. You cannot sell an amar to craven. Makes sense. You can't sell an amar to craven. That's a rabbanim shita. But moichel aviv ein moichel benoi. But the price which says you could sell it to your father but not to your son, keman loyker rabbanim loyker b'liyezer. It's not like the rabbanim because according to rabbanim you can't sell it to any craven. And it's not like b'liyezer because according to b'liyezer you could sell it to craven. So what's this dichotomy that you could sell it to your father not to your son? That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answered, "The oilam k'rabbanon, it really is the rabbanon. Moidu rabbanon ichadikat zadiyet." So, moidu rabbanon ichadikat zadiyet. The rabbanon of moida, if there's a tzadiyet, meaning.
You said because the father could be either to his
because
child who's not.
Yeah, you could sell her right. You could sell it to your father, because your father's son, the Hainu, her uncle, can marry her. So it's a tzad yid, because the son of the Adon can marry her. Mashenkin, you can't sell it to your son, because he can't marry her, and his son can't marry her, because she is his son's aunt. And you can't marry your aunt. That's Rabban. What?
You can't sell
to Krivim because Krivim can't do Yid. But if there's a possibility of Yid by the son of the Odin, even if it's Krivim, but if the son of the Odin could marry her, then you could sell. That was a Maskan thing, remember? So I didn't bring this up last time, but if that's true, then what's the other Braisa saying? I mean, we said like this, Bish, Lama, the Braisa which says you can't sell it to anybody is the Rabbanan. But the other Braisa, we don't know who it is. We were stuck. So we answered,
the one that says you can't sell to the father?
Anyway.
Father, but you can't sell to the son.
But you can. But you can't? The one that says you can't sell it to, no, so Gemara says, the one Braisa says you can't sell it to either one. So Gemara says, Bish, Lama, we understand that Braisa is the Rabbanan. But the other Braisa that splits it up, who's that? It's not going like anybody. So we answer, no, that's the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan hold that you could sell her to your father because it's a tzadiyid. So what happened to the other prices? You can't sell it to anyone. So we have a steer in the Rabbanan. In the Maskar, it's like Gemara, we have a steer in the Rabbanan. We didn't bring this up last time. That's why I'm coming back to it. Yeah, but it's not. If that was all difference, then. There's anyway not a steer between the prices. Ain Meicha is not much. It's the same lotion of both prices.
Like until you knew that they would also hold that, but yeah,
no, but the same lotion. So the truth is like this: the Mashah says, and Echanami, it's trait Tanai, Alibid Rabbanan. They're both going in the Rabbanan Shita, but it's actually Machlikas Tanaim whether that Svara of Ikat Sadir is true or not. What Tana holds? That in the Rabbanan Shita, as long as there's Ikat Sadiyid, you're allowed to sell her. The other Tana holds, it's not true. If the Odin cannot marry her, then that's called Ein Meichel de Kreiden. Malchus Tanam, within Shitas Rabban. That's what the Maharsha says. So the Paris Yosef in the back of the Gemara asks on the Maharsha, why do you have to say that? Rashi is already mashma an answer to this question. Because when it says, Heikadika Tzad Yud, the second skinny line in Rashi, Heikadika Tzad Yud, it says, Kishamaycha Laviv, V'yesh Loi Ben Liyada, Libnoi. These words, V'yesh Loi Ben, what does Rashi have to say, V'yesh Loi Ben? Heikadika Tzad Yud, because we told the So the Paris Yosef says, right, Rashi's Meduyik, Rashi's Meduyik, that's a... Yeah, the difference between the two prices is, well, it depends on the case. If he has a son, then yeah, because that's a good idea. The other price, which says you can't sell us, but there is no son. So there's only the other one. So if there's only the other one, it's called Michael the Kraven. That's what Paris Yosef says. So the MS is, in the Ritva, I saw in the notes on the bottom of the Ritva that both the Marsha and the Paris Yosef never saw this Ritva. But in the Ritva, it says both Terutzim. The Ritva asks the Kasha. And he says, both in Ritzim, says either it's Melechus Tanoim, or it's talking about whether the difference is whether he has a son or whether he doesn't have a son. Taka, both in Ritzim that the Achranim is saying, one's Meduyak and Rashi. But, he says at the bottom, Shneim lo ro divir Rabbeinu, both in Marashah and the Paris Yosef never saw the Ritzim. But the Ritzim says, Taka, both in Ritzim.
Yeah, one Bryce says,
so you have
to say,
yeah, lo aviv means
when he has no son.
Right? When the father of the aviv is real. Yeah. There's no uncle. Okay, I'll go up on him. It's going back to an old sugya, but I saw it after we finished here, so I wanted to just mention it. Lishmaka ha'ara. Okay. Next. Now, that was really two sugis ago. Now, I want to go back to last sugi. We're getting closer to our sugi. Last sugya, we ended off with Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, the way Rashi learns at the end over here, at the top of Chof Amid Beis, is that when the Gemara says that maybe the Pshat and the Psukim is just Emoed Rabbis B'Shanim, Ma'at Nisha B'Shanim, maybe the Pshat is just, you know, it depends how many years are left. If I always get mixed up which one's which. If it's already been 2 years, but 4 years are left, that's called Kesef Miknasai. Right? If it's been 4 years and 2 years are left, that's called Kadesh Shana. Right? So, Frank Toysis. But that means, and Rashi says, we're talking about a case where he did not go up and down in value. So Frank Toysis, if he didn't go up and down in value, so either, there's no difference between Kesef Miknasai and Kadesh Shana. So, why in the world should the Torah change the Lashon? You're not gaining anything by using two different Lashonis. They both mean the same thing. Cash been the 6 years, however many are left, take away that much. The Evan did not change value. It's so finished. So what is the Gemara using two different Lashonis? So I just want to, I saw the Makna, I saw it last time after we shut the machine, but I thought, now it's good I can say it right away because I copied it a little bit better. The Makna is saying like this, the Makna is explaining, answering for Rashi. The Makna is defending Rashi from Tosfos Kasha. So the Makna, the reason why the Torah uses two different Lashonis is because the Torah wants to be Madgish that the actual per year value by the end is not the same as the beginning. Even when the Evan never changes, even when an Evan never changes his value, yeah, he says, but that, he says, the way it works is, the Torah says you pay a money, you split, so it's 1/6 of a money per year. If you have them in 8 years, you go out early, you subtract 1/6 of the money. He says, but it's not really true. Because when you pay a money for 6 years, what you're really doing is, when you're getting the work up front, so that's really worth more than 1/6. And what you're prepaying for, the work for the last couple of years, that's really worth less than 1/6 per year. Because you're prepaying. It's kind of like ribbis. If I'm paying you in advance, then I'm paying more. It's not a problem with ribbis because it's derchamekachamemka or whatever the halakhas of ribbis are. But I'd pay more, if I have to prepay, I pay less. So really, the cheshbon is more than 1/6 for the first year and less than 1/6 for the last year. The average sach hakol is going to be 1/6 per year. So he says, So he says, even according to Rashi, that nothing changed. It's true. This is the part I didn't say so clearly last time. It's taka true. The halach in the Torah is 1/6 per year. Because the Torah says, you make an average. You make an average, and that's it. And you do 1/6 per year. But the reason why the Torah, when you view Torah is so kash and Rashi, is why you use two different lishonis. It's the same thing. Whichever, however many years you're there for, it doesn't matter. It's the same halacha. So he says, what the Machna is saying is that according to Rashi, the reason why the Torah would use a different lashon is to show you that there really is a different cheshbon for these years. But Abba Pichin, that's included in the halacha of 1/6 per year. By using the words kfishonov, the Torah is saying you should know these years are not the same as the kfishonov years are not the same as the kesef ignoso years, technically speaking. But the Torah has been mechadish to you that Abba Pichin, the way you do it is 1/6 per year and that's it. Whereas if it didn't use the words kfishonov, maybe you'd have a habit meaning that, well, the end is different. Maybe I should take off a different amount. Kvishonim's teaching you that, no, that's also 1/6. What's the difference? The difference is, because technically speaking, it is a different value. That's the Machna saying. And maybe that would answer to his Kash and Rashi. Yishmaka. No, last time, I don't know if he meant at this stage of the Gemara there really is a difference. He doesn't mean there really is a difference in price at this stage of the Gemara. About even at this stage of the Gemara, it's 1/6 year and that's it. But since the technical value is different, the Torah has a mechadish to kfishonim. The kfishonim is also nichlal in this halacha. So we understand why it uses a different lashon. Yeah, that's what got with the previous sugya. So we had 2 sugyas ago so far today, and now we had 1 sugya ago. And now we're ready to start our sugya. Huh? You're not ready? You're not ready?
There's a lot to do in half an
hour. In Omid. In 2 days. Oh, 2 days ago. No, it's not.
10-2, that's not a day.
2 days ago, really?
It
wasn't a whole day? Okay. Oil wants more time. I'll stop here and then give you more time if you want. You guys work on the... Huh?
I don't
care. No, if you want to work on it, I'm serious. What?
It's like...
No, I don't care.
They have what to learn either way.
We felt like we had a whole day because we went to the back room to live
that day. Oh, really?
I don't know what he was talking about.
You learned an hour. Okay, that's different.
I quite long there. We learned yesterday.
These guys have what to learn either way. So if you're going to really learn, so we'll stop. If you're going to really
learn, I'm going to help you.
He's starting at the end. It's very different. At the bottom of the moment, it gets very different.
No crew.
I just stop. Listen, but there has to be real learning. This guy can't get done. No, I'm serious.